republics because the government in Iran is so problematic, similar to the argument against Saddam Hussein. And remember, it was Netanyahu who testified in Congress back right before the Iraq War, promising that an attack on Iraq would have positive reverberations throughout the entire region.
Thank you, Tridhar Parsi. I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there. Tridhar Parsi, Executive Vice President of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft and author of several books, including Losing an Enemy, Obama, Iran, and The Triumph of Diplomacy. And that does it for our show. I'm Nermeen Sheikh with Amy Goodman for another edition of Democracy Now!
Hello, 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 my little dopamine bunnies, and welcome to another episode of
The Banter. My name is Aiden.
And I'm Sarah.
And today we're bringing you a special themed episode of Beat Banter based on one of Sarah's recent experiences. Do you want to explain what we're talking about?
So, like, I went skydiving, like, I jumped out of a plane, like, 10,000 feet or, like, whatever. Like, it wasn't a big deal, like, at all.
Everyone cheer, everyone clap. When Sarah sent me the, she did not tell me she was skydiving. So I
didn't tell anyone.
I get this ominous group chat made, and I'm like, what is this? And then she sends, like, a video and five photos of her jumping out of a plane, and I actually was, like, about to lose my mind.
When I showed up that day, like, there was an ambulance because someone broke both their ankles landing.
What the hell?
But yeah, like, I jumped out of a plane, and the worst part is I was supposed to go with Haley, who is like my roommate at Queens, and because she's also in Vancouver, and so she was the one who like planned it all, and like we all paid our deposit, and then like she got sick, so it was me and this guy I've met twice. So obviously now we're like, now we're super tight because like we literally just jumped out of a plane together. But like,
love that.
Also, like, the guy who I was, like, tandem diving with was just, like, watching Instagram Reels, like, on the plane right up. But, like, I guess he's getting that really good service.
That would stress me out. I'm like, bro, focus. Like, my life is in your hands.
Like,
focus.
I didn't realize until after I saw the video, but we were, like, spinning. Apparently, like, that's not supposed to happen. You can, like, see my leg just going, like, 360.
That's actually crazy.
That's, like, the theme. And
yeah, so the theme is music for skydiving. So Sarah sent the video and it had this like crazy music, like royalty free dubstep, like electronic music. So I think that's the vibe that we went for. But I also, my songs kind of tell a story. Like I was trying to like think about songs that you would want to hear when you're like ascending, songs that you would want to hear when you're
like,
exactly. Yeah. In free fall. So we'll talk about it.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll go first. So let's start with like, okay, in my opinion, I feel like the free fall is like the more chill part. Like it's still crazy, but like you're kind of in awe. Like you don't get like the pit drop thing because like your dopamine is so high.
Yeah.
So we're going to start off like a little bit minute with The Banshees of Tokyo by yours truly. And then a Canadian fave, Black Sheep by Metric. And that's just like the beginning. Like you're still like not realizing that you're actually jumping out of a plane or like maybe spinning, you know, just like regular.
Love that. So we'll be playing those tunes.
Let me, do you want me to do it? Okay, go. She ate.
Danny.
Yeah, let me check it's a fake. Yeah, I'm gonna burn you at the stake. Eating her cheese like Oka. By the way, you act like Loka. I'm so high like Coca. The squid with honey.
Come, where's my money?
Yeah, my pants like Soma.
So good, he's in a coma.
Someone call his mama.
Time to pull my hands eye. Draw it in my left eye. Come grind on my thigh. In a tent like Brokeback.
On my taint like Attack. I really leave a monster. Sipping on beef like Taco.
Two out of three geese. Six out of seven seagulls. And this Transylvanian owl all agree that if they had their own radios, they would tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM. Broadcasting just for you from Kingston, Ontario, Canada.
You just listened to The Banshees of Tokyo by Churning Butter and Black Sheep by Metric on CFRC.
Period. I mean, the first song we can't even talk about because, like, we're too involved, so it would be morally compromising for us to discuss. But it's a classic. We'll just say
it's
that.
It's a cult classic. Like, do you think it'll be, like, a cult classic? Like, the teens, the 20 years would be like, yeah. Guys, like, my mom just showed me this band.
Dude, we got written about in
is this the first time we're talking about this? This happened like 3 months ago.
Okay, yeah. So Churning Butter is like a joke band that we made, and then it became a serious band.
Think yourself, it's not a joke.
You're right. But then we got an article written about us in a Salt Lake City local magazine because they thought we were from Salt Lake City, Utah, but we're not.
Only because our location says we're from Salt Lake City.
Yeah,
Utah.
I jokingly put us as Salt Lake City, and I felt really bad about it. But it's okay. We got the press. We got the
review
publicity.
Was, like, pretty good.
Yeah. And then Black Sheep, we've already played, I think, before too, right? I think in our first episode, I feel like. I think our first episode was Metric and Billy Woods, right?
Oh, we already played Metric, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But, maybe we didn't play that song. But, I mean, classic, Scott Pilgrim, mm-hmm. You know, that's what I think about first when I hear it.
Yeah, I feel like I really wanted to play, we needed some Canadian songs, but I really wanted to play the Threshold 8-bit mm-hmm. song for the Scott Pilgrim soundtrack, like the... Mm-hmm. The like electronic
the
bit
chip
music.
Tune, yeah.
By like I think his name's like Ryan LeBaron or something, but he's just not Canadian. But like also that song would be mm-hmm. like great in combination with Black Sheep mm-hmm. in the ascending times.
Okay, so I'm gonna play my songs. So the first song I'm gonna be playing is called Pad Song by this artist AMAII. I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's pretty good. This is the song for like when you're flying up there. It's kind of like anxious and like a little scary and nerve-wracking, so that's kind of the vibe. And then for like when you're waiting outside, like looking down but you're still inside the plane, I'm gonna be playing Flyway by Caro Caro Benito.
Okay, perfect.
Let's hear them tunes.
Did you know that alcohol is a leading risk factor for disease, disability, and premature death in Canada? Alcohol can lead to both short and serious long-term health risks. Learn more about risks to your health and safe use of alcohol by visiting publichealthontario.ca.
You just listened to Pad Song by Amy and Flyway by Cara Carabonito on CFRC Radio. Sarah, what did you think of those two?
Okay, so like the first one, why was the baby singing? Like, who let the like child sing? But yeah, the beat dropping was good. Yeah. I feel like that one is actually like midway, it's like leading up, and then you're like waiting up, like you're like on off the side of the plane, and then when the beat drops and the baby starts singing, then that's when you're jumping. That's like the first
Okay. See, that's the thing is, you have the experience. I had to just mentally imagine what it would be like.
No, it's okay. We can do it when you come here.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god. Yeah. Oh my god, that'd be awful.
Flyway is so good.
So good.
It's so good. That one I think is like, I don't know, maybe also the free fall. I feel like the only scary part is like when you're waiting in the plane.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm taking notes.
This sounds like so bad, but like I was like low-key like not scared at all. Like the second we got on the plane and started flying up, I was like, this is chill. Even though like it was six of us in like a prop plane the size of the backseat of a Volkswagen Golf. Like we were like on top of each other. Like I was sitting on the guy's lap.
Oh my god. No, but that's the thing, is like I have such a bad fear of heights, like I could not do this. So
yeah. But the lyrics of Flyway are so good, like look at the sky and spot the green, like yeah. Climb high. Like it's so
Exactly.
Amazing, okay. Amazing. Good job.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay, Sarah, it's back to you. What are your next two bangers for us?
Back to you. What do you have? Okay. So the next one I have is this song by Machine Girl.
Ooh.
I should probably look up what the title actually is. I'll look it up and say after.
Yeah.
What the translated like, title
it's in
actually
Japanese.
Is.
I think I looked it up, it was like Urumaki or something like that.
I'll look up what it means after.
Mm-hmm.
But they're coming to Vancouver, and I've been listening to them a lot lately. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And then the next one, which is, like, more of a chill one for, like, when you're, like, when the parachute's out and you're gliding, is Answer by Come Girl 8.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's my tune.
Okay, let's play it.
Each week as Queens Lala Pro Bono Radio discusses interesting and off-center legal topics and aims to make discussions about the law more accessible to you.
Pro Bono Radio is produced by the students at the Queens University Faculty of Law.
Established in 1957, Queens Faculty of Law has long been the school of choice for law students in Canada, thanks to its preeminent reputation for both academic excellence and community spirit.
For more information, visit us at probonoradio.com.
You just listened to Uzumaki by Machine Girl and Answer by Come Girl 8 on CFRC.
Let's go. Two bangers, two bangers, back to back, back to back.
Okay, so the Machine Girl song title means like whirlpool or like vortex.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's how you feel when you jump out of a plane.
Yeah, that's me when I was spinning and I was not supposed to be spinning.
Yeah.
He
was playing Beyblades in the sky. So love that.
I was the babe. Like God was playing Beyblades, and I was the Beyblade.
Exactly.
Yeah. I was like, what if we just like bumper carts like up here? Like, what if we just like push each other?
Yeah, that'd be cute. That'd be fun. Definitely no consequences. And Answer by Come Girl 8. I mean, it's like a really noisy, gritty song.
Yeah.
But it works. It works.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I'm gonna be playing my next two. So. This is the song for Free Fall. It's Aquatic Ambience by David Wise, also known as the underwater level music in Donkey Kong. I just thought this is very like serene, peaceful. Like this is what it feel like to be in Free Fall. And then the song when the parachute like gets and you get snatched.
Ejected.
You know? Exactly. Mm-hmm. Is going to be Thumbsucker by Soul Glow. So I'll play them now.
Play them too.
Thank you. Thousands of opinions are at our fingertips. But are all opinions informed? Does your information have a source? Is your social feed based on fact? Only facts can uncover the truth. Professional journalists are committed to balanced and nonpartisan reporting, to independent commentary. They cut through the spin to give you the information and perspective you need. Journalism is essential to a democracy, a watchdog over the powerful, an independent voice. Journalism is more important than ever.
You just listened to Aquatic Ambience by David Wise and Thumbsucker by Soul Glow. Sarah?
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
So Aquatic Ambience is not what it feels like to refi at all. If someone played that, I would like eject myself from like the tandem diver immediately.
Oh my god. The thing is like, okay, that's the thing, is like you're coming here with like lived experience, and like me as someone who has not had the lived experience that you have, it's really like
you can have it just jump out of like the V rail, like same
roaches.
Yeah, amazing. Yeah. The second song is like what your brain is like. I don't know. The second song was good.
The second song is just
the second song is for the people, is like making fun of the people who were too scared to do it.
Yeah, like so me
when I went, they were like, oh, it was this one girl's like 30th birthday or something, she brought all her friends, and then in the plane she started like hyper like ventilating and crying, and she's like, I can't do this, so she like went back down and she didn't do it.
Honestly, that's, that would be me though.
Thumbsucker's for her.
That would be me. So Thumbsucker is
no,
also
at that
for
point,
me.
Like, you've paid too much money and you've like invested too much time, like we had to drive to like Nanaimo.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Like, this is an experience. This is, like, this is a lot of money.
Yeah, and, oh, you just think they do that, like, volunteers?
No, I thought you just pull up and they're like, okay, dump your body off the plane.
Well, dump your body. If you're going to a place that's free, like, they are dumping your body.
Yeah.
Like, period.
Yeah, period.
Amazing. Aquatic Ambience is so interesting. I, like, agree that it's part of the experience, though. Like, it's somewhere, I definitely think.
Yeah. Yeah, it's somewhere in there. It's just hard to verbalize.
It's like somewhere in there. It's like in between the pages. It's like, you know, it's mm-hmm, there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So Sarah,
I feel like that's the sound of like recalling your experience.
Okay, that's the memory of it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's deep. That's deep. Mm-hmm. So Sarah, what are your final two songs that you want to share with us today?
My final two songs. I feel like it wouldn't be a good experience if there wasn't like underscores playing. I feel like that's like, you know,
underscores. Like underscores is low-key my goat. Like,
yeah,
she's like awesome.
So, in honor of like the new version of the album, I'm playing Locals.
Love.
Gabby Star, that version. Amazing. And then my last song. And when I picked this song, it gave me an idea for another episode, but The Dare has been playing nonstop. Like, I just can't with The Dare if I'm talking about, like, girls with, like, hairy, like...
Girls has low-key, like...
No, but, like, his line in, like...
Oh, yeah.
Girls with hairy roaches, much they clog the drain, like...
When we say roaches, by the way, if you hear roaches in an episode, that means we swore accidentally and we had to censor it with Nicki Minaj saying roaches, so...
Yeah. So the song I chose is I Destroyed the Disco, because I think it's just, like, that's, like, after everything that's happened, it's, like, good vibes.
It's good vibes.
But that song made me realize, like, there's so many, like, parallel songs from different artists from, like, so many different times. We should, like, do an episode where we talk about, like, parallel songs. Like, I Destroyed the Disco is the parallel song to Dead Disco by Metric. Like, it's talking about that same thing. It's border, like, it's, like, I don't want rock, I don't want pop, like, I don't want all, like, it's the same song.
Yeah.
It's just, like, it's, like, cousin. Same thing as, like, Girls is the same as, like, Boys.
Yeah. Okay, wait, we should actually do that. And we should also do an episode with covers, I feel like, with, like, original song and then cover. Yeah.
But, like, there's so many parallel songs that are talking about the same thing, like, in such similar ways, and I'm like, this is crazy. But they're completely different songs, but, like, I love that. So that's my last two songs.
Yeah. So let's play them.
Machinery. Catharsis. Ragtag. Transcendence. Tryhard. Strung. Neurotic. Blue Cross. Golden Arches. Supermarket. Interstate. Gate fence. Domestic. Citizen's arrest. Tuesday name. Gas station. Phantom pain. Art therapist. Shell wise. Parking garage. Micropolitic. Private property. Dealing point. Agenda. Arms. Body. Legs. Flesh. Skin. Bone. Sinew. Good luck. Arms. Body. Legs. Flesh. Skin. Bone. Sinew. Good luck. Arms. Body. Legs. Flesh. Skin. Bone. Sinew.
Good luck.
Arms. Body. Legs. Flesh. Skin. Bone. Sinew. Body, legs, flesh, skin, bone, sinew. Arms, body, legs, flesh, skin, bone, sinew. Arms, body, legs, flesh, skin, bone, sinew. I've done the questionnaire like 700 times to get the same results as my friend. We've been inseparable since 2009. She just doesn't know about it yet. Can you feel? Bone sinew luck. I've done the questionnaire like never in my life, but I've got a 10-foot pole. And if I could, I'd poke her with it right between the eyes. May God rest her soul. Can you hear?
Break records, glasses, faces. Kick the whole world in the teeth with my untied laces. Face it, you'll never reach my level, so don't chase it. Save it. Wait, does anyone know where the base is? I put them all on suicide watch nonstop. Got them working overtime. Check the clock, rock hard. Why stop? Don't, no, I don't care. What's a blogger to a rocker? What's a rocker to the dare?
I destroyed this girl.
disco missiles blowing up the clubs from New York to San Francisco. It goes with me wherever I wanna. Blow my head off on the search for Nirvana.
Listen to Locals by Underscores and Gabby Start, and I Destroyed the Disco by The Dare.
Bangers, bangers, bangers. I mean, bangers. Do I need to say more about Locals by Underscores featuring Gabby Start? Like, it's nothing. A classic.
It's literally a classic.
I was saying that her song Stupid, Can't Run From the Urge, is probably my song of the year. Like,
Is it a song of the summer?
Not even the summer of the year. Like, I think Brat is right now my album of the year, maybe tied with the new JPEG Mafia album. But, like, that song is so addictive. It's, like, I don't know what she put in it. But, yeah, so good. And then, The Dare.
I think Girls Like This is one of my favorite songs in the original album. And so, like, I just, like, love this version, too.
And then The Dare.
Oh my god, is Stupid the one I put on your CD for your birthday? Is that why you said that?
Yes, you did. I was very flattered when Sarah gave me my birthday CD mix. I was like, wait.
Everyone who's listening, Jesse, like, DM Aiden and say how much you love him.
Oh.
Happy birthday, my sweet baby angel. Happy 13th birthday, baby girl.
Okay.
8th grade has never treated you better.
Okay, chill. I'm, like, in 9th grade now, so that's really messed up. The Dare.
Yeah.
Fire.
I like, love this EP so much. And then, like, I looked up a photo of his face, and I was like, oh my god, this all makes sense.
I'm like, yeah, he looks like he would make this type of music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he loves girls with degrees and girls who go on killing sprees.
Yeah.
Like,
girls who hate cops and buy guns.
Yeah.
And so do I. I'll play my final two songs. So my last two are going to be two Canadian ones. So this song is for when you land and you say bye to what's the name of the guy who's, like, tethered to you?
You're, like, tandem diver.
Yeah. You say bye to your tandem diver and you're like, thank you for this experience, and you walk back. I'm going to be playing Avril Lavigne's My Happy Ending. So, fire. And then the song that is in the video that they send you, I'm going to be playing. Yeah.
This is the song that, like, the software auto-generates to put over top of the video.
Well, this is not actually the song, but this is, like, a song that's in the same vibe.
Yeah.
Is Heart 123 by Sizzy featuring Kamo. Kamo is Canadian. Shout out. So, yeah, those are going to be the songs I play.
It's not like we're dead. Was it something I did? Was it something you said? Don't leave me hanging in a city so dead. Held up so high on such a breakable thread. You were all the things I thought I
Just there.
You just listened to My Happy Ending by Avril Lavigne and Heart 123 by Sizzy featuring KMO on CFRC Radio. Yeah,
the Avril Lavigne song is so accurate because, like, the walk away when you're still wearing, like, 40, like, pounds of, like, gear and you're just, like...
Yeah, exactly. And then I imagine you salute to the guy. You know what I'm saying?
I, like, gripped Armando and, like, gave him a hug. I was like, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Armando.
Thank you so much.
And then, yeah, the Sizzy song, I mean...
Amazing. It does sound like a Kid Laroi with EDM at the beginning.
That is so dark for me. But
it's amazing. That one's... I wish they put that on top of the video instead. Yeah.
Also, that song is actually really good. Like, I really like it. I think the hook is so catchy, but yeah, anyway. Yeah, I guess that's it for our episode today about skydiving. So...
Next week, it's Aiden's experience skydiving, so he can give a first hand.
Like, oh my god. Is there a skydiving place in Kingston? That'd be so much. Like, you dive directly into Vic Park.
What? Like, how high could you go? Like, 3,000 feet? Like,
yeah.
You're free falling into CFRC. Like, how do you think you get to CFRC? Like,
you free fall into the lake.
No, do you know, like, how the top of, like, Jackson Hall is, like, flat? Like, that's where you live.
Oh my god, on campus.
And that's so why there's actually, like, that ladder that goes down. It's okay, for, like, all the skydivers.
Yeah. Fire. Love that. Fire.
Yeah, next week.
So, yeah, I guess thank you, everybody, for listening to this very special episode of Beat Banter. The only show. Bye.
Beat Banter.
Life is better in the city. I like the way it don't know me. 1, 2, 3!
The second Friday nights in the Recital Hall concert will be Cassador on November 22nd at 8 p.m. These shows at the Isabel are licensed and all ages, and tickets sell out fast. Get yours today. Check out queensu.ca/theisabel for details. It speaks to me.